As I was preparing to leave my first parish after I was ordained, which was St. Francis in Traverse City, ready to take over as pastor of St. John the Baptist in Alpena, we just happened to be having a parish garage sale to raise money for the Ladies' Altar Society. And I remember bringing quite a few things just to kind of get rid of them, but one of them I parted with somewhat trepidations, as it was a mirror that I had received as a gift. I love this mirror, except because it had this garish pink frame, I was never willing to put it up in my home. And shortly after the sale started, a man looking to decorate his apartment bought this mirror for $1. I kind of shook my head as he was bubbling over and said, "This is such a great deal. Look, it still has the plastic on it." At which point he started to peel the pink plastic off the frame, revealing a beautiful gold frame beneath it. The sacred scriptures are filled with many plain and precious truths, which gladden the heart and enlighten the mind. But the scriptures also contain many hidden treasures. By this I mean precious treasures which have been purposely hidden. The Lord hides many truths for various reasons, to come forth in his own due time, as the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 2 reminds us. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. Searching the scriptures in this matter can lead to delicious fruit, which has been hitherto unknown. Now, why would the Lord purposely hide anything in scriptures? There are many reasons. One is to hide precious truths from the understanding of non-believers, often to present, as the Lord himself says, casting pearls before swine. Of course, we are called to continue to preach the gospel so someday that they will receive it with joy. Another is to try the faith of his people with prophecies that are hard to understand and sometimes even misleading until after they have been fulfilled. And yet another reason to hide truth is to keep the meat of deeper doctrine away from newcomers to the gospel until they have digested the milk of the plain and simple parts of the gospel. When we are ready, the Holy Spirit can enlighten us to understand the more and difficult principles. But the fact is we cannot find these precious treasures if we never look. I think that's what Jesus ultimately means when he calls for us to become like children. One of the earliest joys, I think, of every little one, and anyone who enjoys it with them, is playing with a little baby peekaboo and hide and seek. There's something about the joy of the child in the discovery of something new that is pure joy and pure love. The deeper our love for Christ Jesus, the more tender we will be at his leading and leading us to those pastures and treasures of the faith. And this will mean it is the more we will want to please him even over our own flesh. To love Jesus more, we can start by recalling how he left glory and the praise of the angels to be with us, to save us, you and me, so that we could have what he always intended, eternal life. We can recall how he met with the least of his brothers and sisters, who we actually resemble more than we could think. We can know that the one who fulfilled all the prophecy in the Old Testament is trustworthy to fulfill his promise to come again in glory. My heart softens to our Lord Jesus Christ whenever I find the hidden treasures he has left for us to find. May you find them too. And so on behalf of our bishop, all of my brother priests and deacons, all of the ministers who serve the people of God in the Diocese of Gaylord, especially in this parish family, all of the priests and brothers who have served here, our shrine director, and finally myself, we offer you a blessed and merry Christmas and all of God's many blessings in your new year. Merry Christmas.